In the name of Jesus, amen.
The followers of Jesus come from all sorts of different backgrounds. And we really don't have much control over that. You are put into the family that you're put into. You're put into the context of that family that you're put into. Could be rich, poor, somewhere in between. You don't get to pick. You don't get to pick the country that you are born into. You don't get to pick the time in the history of the world when you are born. The hand of God is in all things, and He lines up circumstances in ways that we would never have imagined, and we are called to trust that. All glory and praise be to His holy name. And our gospel lesson today reminds us of those wonderful truths. Hear again these words. And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But He did not answer her a word. And His disciples came and begged Him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." And He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before Him, saying, "Lord, help me." And He answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. That woman in our Bible story was an outsider. And she was as outside an outsider as you could possibly be. You cannot overstate how she would have been looked down upon simply from the region she was from. She's from this area of northern Palestine, had the reputation of being godless, full of idol worship. That's where she was from. Jewish teachers taught Jewish people. The people that are from that area, they're like dogs. They're like garbage pickers. To call this lady trailer trash, not overstating how bad the reputation was people had from that area, and somewhat deservedly so. She had a daughter who was severely oppressed by a demon. How long that had been going on, how severe it was, we aren't told, but that's bad. That's bad. Everything is against her. Her background, her culture, her nationality, all of that is against her. She is alone, she is helpless, and she cannot help her daughter. She turns to Jesus for help. Now, how she had come to know about Jesus, we aren't told. As I said earlier, God lines up circumstances in ways that we would never have imagined, but in some way, she had heard about Jesus and that He could offer help. And so she comes to Him, and she knows. She knows she does not have the right to ask anything. She is an outsider, and she knew it. And she accepts that. That's how faith speaks. It doesn't make demands. It asks to receive. When we talk about faith, we have to be clear that does not mean we are putting demands on God. Because sometimes we think that way. We want God to do things a certain way. And like, "God, we want you to do this and this and this, and that's what I expect of you, God. I have faith in you, and you're going to do it the way I want." When we think that way, we are judging God. We think we know what is right, what is good. We expect God to live up to that. And we begin to find fault with God when things don't go our way. We sometimes see that in the life of the church. People will have some catastrophic thing going on in their life. And so they start going to church. Maybe their marriage is falling apart. Maybe their kids are wayward. Or maybe they got health problems. And people, they think, well, you know, I'm going to start going to church. I'm going to start acting right. I'm going to show God how good I am. I'm really going to try to put my best foot forward. And then God will do for me what I want. Sounds good. And even going to church for the wrong reason is better than not going to church at all. But what normally happens is, you know, the problem doesn't resolve the way the person hopes. Their health does not improve. Their marriage falls apart. The kids still don't listen. And then they're like, well, fool you on the church. That didn't work. I thought if I did what I should do my part, God would do his part. And he doesn't, so I'm done with him. That is not faith. That is manipulation. And that is not what this woman is doing. She has faith, and she simply asks for God's help. She says to Jesus, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David." She calls Jesus Lord. In other words, she acknowledges, "You have authority. Authority over me." She's not Jewish, but she calls Jesus Son of David, a Jewish title. She believes who Jesus is, Lord and Son of David, and he is. And how does our Lord respond? Nothing. He's silent. Doesn't answer her a word. No response. That doesn't matter to the lady. Why not? Because she knows Jesus is Lord. And so if he's silent, he must have a reason to be silent, and it must be good, it must be right. She just goes right along with it. She keeps on pleading for help. The disciples, they get so irritated with her, they ask Jesus to send her away. You know, there's a picture of compassion. Ah, Jesus, she's bothering us too much. Get rid of her. And then Jesus says to the disciples, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." That's a very specific statement from Jesus, that he's a specific Savior for a very specific people, from a very specific God. And that's true. God is not in the business of keeping every promise I want him to. He keeps the promises that he has made. He came first for the Jewish people. That story is found throughout the scripture. This woman is not Jewish. She's an outsider. She knows it. Jesus knows it. She keeps at it. She comes and she falls before Jesus, kneels at his feet and says, "Lord, help me." Now Jesus says, "It isn't right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." Her response, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Jesus calls this woman a dog. She does not get offended. She does not get defensive. She's like, "Fine. I will be your dog as long as you will be my master. Because even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." That's a picture of faith. Faith is not based on proof. It doesn't know what the outcome is going to be. It simply accepts whatever the Lord says, and it clings to Jesus. Faith trusts that Jesus is good, even when it doesn't look good. Even when he doesn't look good. Faith trusts that God is right, even when it seems that he's doing things that don't seem to be right to us. Faith trusts even when others think that it's foolish. Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. As a side note, this is also a story of where someone is healed because of the faith of someone else. We don't know. We don't know if the daughter had faith at all. We don't know what she thought about Jesus. But the mom had faith. And the daughter is healed because of the faith of the mother. So that's why we pray for other people. That's why you should be praying for other people. Whether they believe in Jesus, whether they go to church or not, doesn't matter. Pray for them. Bring them to Jesus. He will do things. He will line things up in ways that you never would have thought or imagined. That's what faith looks like. Jesus is Lord. And that means you're not Lord. I'm not Lord. The Lord does what He does when He chooses to do it. And His way is always good and it's always right. Even when it doesn't make sense to us. He has His reasons. God's reasons. And His ways are higher than our ways. And we cannot see or know what He sees or knows, nor can we explain it. We are simply called to trust that. We know that He is a loving Lord because He died for all of our sins and He rose from the dead to remind us that death isn't the end of our story. That woman had nothing to offer Jesus. And that means she was just a receiver. She was simply a person who could be given to. And that's you too. You and I, we're not Jewish. I don't think we have any Jewish people in our church. If you're Jewish, talk to me after the service. I'd like to hear about that. I don't think we have any Jewish people. That means we're outsiders. We have nothing to offer our Lord. And so we come to Him as people who receive. Simply who get to receive what He has to give us. And so we pray, Lord, have mercy. Because He is the merciful one. We pray, Jesus, You are Lord, help me to receive what You have to give me. The Christian life, it's not a straight shot to heaven. It's not a fast and super smooth highway. Being a Christian doesn't make your life smoother or better. But it tells you where to go for help. And it reminds you who Jesus is for you. A merciful Lord who desires to give to those who will receive. May God grant you the ability to receive what He has to give. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord comes again in glory. Amen.